Imagine you've got some money saved in a bank account. One day, you go to an ATM to withdraw a bit of it, only to be told that all your hard-earned funds have been frozen. This is the plight of more than 250,000 South Africans, mostly from KwaZulu-Natal. They've collectively put 2.4 billion rand into the state-owned Itala Bank, and these funds now hang in the balance amid an ongoing liquidation drama. Hi, my name is Pieter Louis Meiber. I'm an investigative journalist for Scorpio at Daily Maverick. The Itala Development Finance Corporation, or IDFC, is a finance agency owned by the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government. It was set up to promote economic development in the province, and it does so by funding small to medium enterprises and emerging farmers, among other investment activities. Within the IDFC group, there's also a subsidiary called Itala SOC, and it is this entity that's now at the center of the ongoing turmoil. Itala SOC is essentially the IDFC's banking arm. Since 2001, Itala SOC has been engaged in all the financial activities you'd associate with a commercial bank, setting up bank accounts for customers, taking their deposits, and also granting a variety of loans, such as personal loans, home loans, and business loans. But here's the kicker. Technically, Itala SOC was never really a bank. In its nearly 25 years of existence, the entity never succeeded in obtaining a banking license. Instead, it had been undertaking all of its banking activities on the back of special exemptions from the relevant authorities. The foremost authority that watches over the country's banking sector is the Prudential Authority, which forms part of the South African Reserve Bank. In 2022, the Prudential Authority issued a final exemption notice to Itala SOC. It told the entity that it should use the opportunity to get its affairs in order so that it might finally obtain a banking license. There are several factors that prevented Itala SOC from obtaining the license. The Prudential Authority argues that Itala SOC failed to follow proper banking practices and lacked experienced, skilled leadership at the top. In some cases, it even struggled to meet anti-money laundering requirements because of its outdated IT systems. Beyond governance issues, there are also serious financial concerns. Since 2008, Itala SOC has accumulated losses of 520 million rand. Over the same period, the KZN provincial government has had to put up nearly 650 million rand in taxpayers' funds to help keep it afloat. In December 2023, Itala SOC's final exemption notice expired, and it still hadn't managed to obtain a banking license. The Prudential Authority then appointed a repayment administrator, which was tasked with winding down Itala SOC's business affairs. The most crucial thing that now needed to happen was for Itala SOC to repay the 2.4 billion rand it held on behalf of its depositors. Using the powers it derives from the Banks Act, the Prudential Authority instructed Itala to compile a report that would detail how it intended to wind down its affairs in an orderly manner, so that its depositors could get their money back. This development sparked a series of court applications by the Prudential Authority, Itala SOC, and the KZN provincial government. The court cases sought to affirm whether the PA was within its rights to put a halt on Itala's banking activities or whether it was acting outside of its mandate. The Prudential Authority won most of these court battles. Meanwhile, throughout 2024, the Prudential Authority investigated Itala SOC's affairs, after which it made two key findings. One, Itala had continued its banking activities despite the Prudential Authority's instruction to cease doing so. Two, and this is really important, Itala SOC was technically and legally insolvent. In January 2025, the Prudential Authority therefore launched a new court application for the provisional liquidation of Itala SOC. It is this court matter that gives us some indication of how precarious Itala's financial position seems to be. According to the Prudential Authority's solvency report, Itala SOC only has about 850 million rand that it could immediately access. Remember, Itala has to repay 2.4 billion rand to its depositors, so there appears to be a massive shortfall of roughly 1.6 billion rand. Technically, or at least on paper, Itala SOC does own enough assets to cover the shortfall, but it's not that simple. By far the biggest portion of Itala's assets consists of loans that the bank had granted over the years. Keep in mind that these loans are not like assets that Itala SOC can readily unlock or cash in on. One would first have to get the money back from those who'd received the loans. The recoverability of these loans, which total more than 2 billion rand, is really the core issue now. The repayment administrator has not had a chance to analyze Itala's entire loan book, but its early assessment does raise concern. For instance, the repayment administrator identified staff loans valued at 210 million rand. These loans, and I now quote from the solvency report, include instances where the client credit decisions were allegedly overruled by the office of the CEO and where loans were processed without following proper procedures. The repayment administrator, meanwhile, views the latter figure as an estimate, a low one at that. If an even bigger portion of Itala's 2 billion rand loan book is unrecoverable, then naturally there will be less funds available to repay the people who've put their savings in Itala. Daily Maverick's own investigations raise more questions over lending practices at the broader Itala group. In 2006, the Itala Development Finance Corporation granted an 11.8 million rand loan to Dr. Mae Mkhize, wife of former Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize, a prominent member of the ANC. The loan was granted to one of Dr. Mae Mkhize's companies and was used to acquire a farm near Pietermaritzburg. At the time of the loan, Zweli Mkhize was MEC for Finance in KZN, which controls Itala. There were questions over whether this constituted an alleged conflict of interest, but Zweli Mkhize denied that he had any way influenced the process. By 2020, the loan would have been roughly three quarters into its life, but we obtained a document that showed how little of it had been paid off at that point. In fact, Dr. Mae Mkhize's company had hardly touched the loan, which seemed to be in arrears to the tune of more than 5 million rand. A hefty loan made to a politically exposed person, which was seemingly allowed to fall substantially into arrears, raises obvious questions. Did the IDFC indulge Mae Mkhize because of her ties to a powerful political figure? Are there more politically exposed persons to be found in the Itala Group's loan books, including those of its banking arm, Itala SOC? Finally, to what extent did dubious or just plain imprudent lending practices affect Itala's financial position? It is early days yet in the Itala saga, but if it does turn out that substantial portions of these loans are not recoverable, we could well end up with another major scandal at a state-owned financial institution. The story is still unfolding and we'll keep you updated. This podcast was produced by Bernard Kutze, Rufaro Shizwo and Emily Gambade. Listen and follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoyed this explainer, support our journalism by becoming a Maverick Insider. You'll find the details in the caption below.